Continuing our choral thread on our Mackay Watch, it was back in September that we told you about Voices of Science, a new podcast series put out by the National Park Service. Today we're sharing an excerpt of an episode on coral bleaching in the Pacific. Coral bleaching is a global crisis. Warmer water temperatures cause corals to react by expelling algae called zooxanthellae, leaving stark white corals in their wake. And if the corals stay bleached for too long, the whole reef could die. Our reefs are home to a wide variety of sea life, and to lose this biodiversity could be devastating. But reef biologists in Koloko Honokahau say there's still time to help control the warming that's underway.
Sally Beavers, ecologist and chief of resources management at Koloko Honokahau National Historical Park, eases the research boat over one of the park's coral reefs. Hawaii's coral reefs, like many around the world, are succumbing to dramatic bleaching events. The National Park Service's Pacific Coral Reef team is diving below the surface to measure and take pictures of the corals.
Coming neutral.
Okay, going in.
The team dives below us, but up on deck, Sally shows us what they're seeing down there. She has a binder of pictures from previous dives.
So these are photos. This is all live coral. This is our harbor. You can see all this is nice and green. That's good. You want that. That's all the houses for the fish and the other invertebrates other than coral.
She points to a photo of stark white corals.
But here, this is all dead. That's just rubble now. So from 100% live coral cover to 77% dead.
Sally's talking about the impact of the 2015 global coral bleaching event. A global bleaching event is declared when multiple bleaching episodes have been recorded across the Indian, Pacific, and Atlantic oceans. This event was a record breaker for the Pacific. Basically, in one season, the corals in this section of reef went from 100% alive
to 77% dead.
As Sally talks, she points to photos of the reef in various stages of health. The green coral looks good. Green means healthy. Green means that there are tiny plant cells living inside the coral. Tiny plant cells that make food and provide oxygen for the corals.
Coral is the coral polyps are living animals. They have a dependent relationship with a unicellular algae that's called zooxanthellae. And the coral really depends on that algae for a lot of its nutrients to live. And when the coral gets stressed, it will eject that algae.
And once the algae's out,
the tissue is white, like ice cream white. Just really startlingly white.
Like little coral ghosts. Judging from Sally's photos and the stories her team told us, the reef below is beautiful. When reefs are healthy, they're a vibrant world of life under the sea. But reefs are also fragile and sensitive to change. Changes in temperature are one of the things that stress corals out. Corals like relatively warm water. They thrive in it. But when the temperatures get too high for too long, the algae is forced to leave, leaving bleached white corals in their wake. If temperatures stabilize, the algae could come back. But if corals stay bleached for too long, they basically starve and the whole reef could die. Corals are the cornerstone or foundation of this ecosystem. To lose this type of biodiversity would be devastating.
You know the kid game Jenga, where you have all those little stacks of rectangular shapes, and you take out one or two, and everything's fine, and you take out that one, and it all comes crashing down. That's how I think of the coral ecosystem. It really matters.
Coral reef scientists have been monitoring reef health in the park for over a decade. Sally says there were global bleaching events in 1998 and 2002, but from 2014 to 2017, the Pacific was having bleaching events like never before, and the water temperatures were staying warmer longer. In 2015, it was the worst on record for Hawaii's reefs. This escalation in Hawaii's bleaching events has been surprising.
So, I mean, we in Hawaii have been spoiled. The conventional thinking was, well, we'll get bleaching, but we're somewhat protected because we're in the center of the Pacific. We have cool groundwater coming in many places, not in the older islands, but we were seeing year after year, Fiji and the South Pacific and Australia bleaching, and we were being spared. But nobody is really thinking that anymore. And I feel like I just took our reef for granted. Really sad. It's just really depressing. Really, because it's because there's so much of it. It's hard to see. I'm sure if there were no more bleaching events, if everything was pretty good for 10 years or so, it would come back. But the concern is if we keep having more frequent events, the coral is never able to get a leg up, a polyp up.
The National Park Service is studying and monitoring coral reefs across the park system, from the Caribbean to the Pacific, to understand patterns in reef health. In order to help give the heat-stressed corals a better chance at survival, some parks have put guidelines in place to prevent reef damage from boats and anchors, and some, like Kaloko Honokohau National Historical Park, work with their surrounding communities to protect corals from land-based pollution. Coral reef ecologists around the world are even looking at genetics to try to find species resilient to disturbances and establish coral nurseries.
And we're hoping for bright spots. So every transect we go on, we're hoping to find little areas where the coral looks like it's doing okay and it made it through there. We're looking for little recruits of baby coral. So we're hoping to find, well, I think what every reef biologists right now around the world is looking for, what's surviving and what can be encouraged. What are the resilient spots?
But Sally says just growing resilient species in a nursery is not enough to address the causes of coral bleaching.
When you do things like coral nurseries or finding the super coral and growing more of those, you're just treating the symptoms, right? We need, if you address the problem, then we have to address climate change.
And mahalo to the National Park Service and Montana State University for that report. You can find links to the podcast series at the Conversations page on hawaiipublicradio.org.